611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion. Brother and sister, good morning. And brother and sister online, good morning. We are starting a new book today. A new beginning. As Ezra. It's a new generation, a starting of a new generation. And this era seems to be very challenging because they're experiencing a transformation of a greater era. So South Kingdom has already gone to captivity and exile, and it was destroyed by Babylon. And then Persia also took over. So certain angle, basically you lost your kingdom twice. The person who destroyed your kingdom also lost their kingdom. So it's an overarching feel of the time, the situation of the time. There is, during that era, there's a lot of challenges. Because there's war. There's war, and then the political fighting. So there's war, a lot of people die, right? Before, I don't fully understand the understanding of one leader replace another. So people will tell me the president changed. If you live in America, when the president changed, the leader of the post office next to your house will also change, because it will basically clean up the deck, and then eventually it will affect the one who oversees the whole entire post office. Before, I do not understand. But in Taiwan, a few presidential elections, it really truly is like that. This is to voting. But war is very cruel. There's a lot of destructions. Just like now. The Ukraine, the Russian war is still happening. Until a country is doesn't know how to go on anymore. It's a time of shaking. It's not in your house, you just watch TV. And you watch them like fighting back and forth. Then you receive a notice, then you have to go and fight in the war. You receive the notice, then eventually you'll disappear. Nobody will find you again. Then finally, there is something that in the verse 1, it says Cyrus, king of Persia, the first year of Cyrus. So finally, the power is completely passed to Persia. Then you come to the first chapter of Ezra. So if you look at the bigger movement of the whole entire situation of the time, then there is three captivity that's undergoing by the Israel. And then there it was three times of returning back to Jerusalem. So from here, there is the first return. So the title is that God is with the people of the time. So 1-4 is receive the calling of the era of the time. So 1-4. So what is this calling, and how does it start? So in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make proclamation throughout his realm and put it into writing. And then second verse. Then the Lord of heaven has given me the kingdom of the earth and has appointed me to build temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. So this is hard to imagine, right? At the time, the guy who's the most powerful in the whole entire world at the time, he could say that it is the Lord who given me this power, this authority. He did not take all the credits. And then God want me to build a temple for him. This seems to be impossible. But if it's from God, here he talks about, then you need to fulfill what the people said. So actually, before God moves, then he will say and say it again. So when this thing happened about 2,000 plus years ago, Isaiah already proclaiming his prophecy that God will rise up King Cyrus. If you talk about the time now, so maybe in Qing Dynasty, there is a prophet and then basically give a prophecy about now that King Cyrus will rise up and rule. This is like really far away. Then through Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah received that after captivity, after 70 years, they will return. And then it's now this moment. Then King Cyrus said, this, what the prophecy talked about is me. I am going to build a temple for the Lord. We feel like it's impossible. We lost our kingdom already. Then God is not powerful enough to protect us, right? We have been taken over, people who worship idols. They defeated us. Then again, there's another country came and defeated us. But King Cyrus says, actually, the Lord gave me all this. This seems to be impossible. So in the scripture, there's a really important word, is verse 1. It means to move. The Lord moved. The Lord stirred up the heart of King Cyrus. This move is what? This word. It happens in Exodus. That God is like the eagle who stirred up the nest. Why does the eagle stir up the nest? Because this baby, after it's born, is being in the nest. But he's supposed to fly. But he never fly before, so he's scared. So the eagle have to basically brush out the younger eagle. Then they're really fearful, right? Scream, right? Then what to do? Then they will wrestle maybe a few times. You would think, oh no, they're gonna die. But the parents will grab them and bring them back to the nest. So settle their fear and their shock, be able to settle them down a bit. Then try again. Then a couple of times, then the nature of the ego will come out. That's how you stir. So the stirring, I feel like, in the Bible, it didn't happen a lot. Another time is Deborah, the prophetess. In the judges that they rise up, Deborah. That I'm gonna rise up. As if the men at the time, they are useless. Then God needs to move a prophetess called Deborah to rise up. And then she came out. This is the same. That God stir and God move the heart of King Cyrus. If you feel like that, if he doesn't do this, then he cannot settle his heart. So he knows that it's God stir him. Then he basically send out this calling to the whole entire nation. So this is from the first part. They proclaim they will rebuild the temple in verse 3. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. So basically saying that through King Cyrus, God has released this calling to the nation. So among us, if you are willing to respond, then may God be with this person, it says here. Why will God be with us? Because we respond to his calling. Because what we do is what God wants us to do. So God will protect. So every generation, there is a calling for that generation. So here it talks about two kinds of people. One is the one who's willing to respond. Then also there's other people who need to help them. So the whole entire people of Jerusalem were stirred up. About 50,000 people, they were moved. Then the second category is 5 to 15. Now the title is, I will respond to the calling of the era of the time. Then the family heads up to Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levite, everybody who has moved, prepare to go up and build up the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in verse 5. So saying that God stirred the hearts of King Cyrus. Then this calling was released out, sent out. Then he will call Israel, Israelites, in verse 5. Now whose house God has moved, prepare to go up and build the house of the Lord. So God doesn't just move one person to do something. He moved a whole entire group of people. Move a people group of the era, of the time. Now we all need to respond to the calling of the time. So the situation of the time is, can kind of envision it in this way. The South Kingdom is about 539 BC. Maybe Babylon is 500 BC was destroyed. Then the next year is the first year of King Cyrus. It's basically 538 BC. Then 2 years later, the Israelites, they return. So they basically prepare for 2 years. This calling was released. Then there are people who cannot sleep at night. People who has heart beating faster. So this heart beating faster, it's a really special feeling. Because South Kingdom have lost their kingdom for 70 years already. So after captivity, they've been fighting 70 years. So the concept of 70 years is basically a person's whole life is about 70 years. So when you receive this calling, they never been to Jerusalem. So they were about 1,060 kilometers away. They heard it, but never been. How to go? Nobody know. It's like that. Then they would go again. They would think about a lot of problems. What about their work? And some people really have nothing. I don't have a lot of savings. I go there and I still need to build a house. And my kids, they are studying, they're in school. What to do? Like that. The calling is there. Then their hearts are moved. But then what's before you is a tall mountain. So this is something they never faced. And they don't know who to ask for directions or instruction. Everybody kind of look at each other. Nobody ever been to Jerusalem before. What about the study of our children? They have a lot of things they're unsure of. But they have to decide whether they want to respond or not. Prepare for 2 years, then it's exactly 70 years. Then this trip was established and they moved. They went out. So it's basically every day you kind of do your daily task. And then this calling came. There is a very strange feeling. I remember when I was working, there was a time when I need to be sent to America for 1 year. I saw the announcement. It was written this way. Then Jason Wong, what day, what time, need to go to America to go to this address to go and report. 2 weeks. Then you imagine, 2 weeks later, you're already in America. You need to cut off everything that you have right now. I need to cut off everything of your wife. 2 weeks, take care of business. Then work is like that. Then once I decided to become a Levite, the prophet gave me a prophecy. Is that you need to immediately quit your job. So I thought about it for a week. Then I trust. Then 2 months later, I flew out and left Taiwan. Another similar situation. Everything needs to be cut off. Because you don't know where God wants you to go. Once you go to America, then after that, you can go anywhere in the world. So need to be even more of a clean cut than before. Prepare for 1 year, then come to Hong Kong. It's a place I've never been before. But now I actually feel like Hong Kong really suits me. Very strong air condition. And there is helpers in Hong Kong. It's so good. Then you do God's work. It's real good. In Hong Kong, it's very expensive. the how expensive it is to stay in Hong Kong is always top five, top three. So everywhere you go, it's cheaper. So you do God's work, you feel like the resources is abundant. But I cannot imagine. Then I just say basically give myself to God. And see how God work. And then God will lead and lead and lead until this point. So our whole life will have some sudden turns. But when you face decisions, you need to ask if this is from God. Then you need to prepare. Then your preparation is never enough. Then when I was in America for a year, they have Bible class. But they only teach one book the whole semester. So I only learned four books. But two books, I didn't know what they're talking about. Talking about Revelation, I don't know what that was for. Then I feel like for these four books, I'm supposed to come to Hong Kong and conquer. There are 66 books in the Bible. Don't feel like those people who respond to the call, they read a lot of Bible. It's not true, actually. Because before the calling, they were actually in the marketplace. So they were like shaking and trying to figure their way out. They didn't prepare themselves. But God only gave you 1 year time. So prepare 2 months to move, 1 year of equipping, then they come. But God's movement is real. I want to tell you, God's movement is real. Because God wouldn't just touch you. It's a big overarching leading of the time. So when the calling comes, everybody has feelings about it. Now everybody will wrestle. But the people who are willing to step out, God is with that person. Because God wants to move, right? So when we follow, God will be responsible all the way. And a new era will start. So every era, God is preparing someone and calling someone. But of course, actually, we're all in the time of preparation. But when the calling comes to Abraham, so suddenly 75 years old, they say you have to leave your tribe, your home, your town. 75. What kind of situation is this? But when the calling comes, you gotta go. Just like the Israelites in the wilderness. There's a pillar of clouds and pillar of fire. When they move, you have no idea. Where do they go? You have no idea. So then you go, then you pack up, then you move. Then you pack up your tent. Then wherever you go, then God say here, then you stay there. So we need to live simply. We need to continue to prepare ourselves that we can leave at any time. But then you also need to be ready to stay in where you're at for forever. So every day is like the last day. Then every day you do life well. Well, when God touch you and say, go, then you go. Then you realize, actually, when you step out in courage, it's not just you. Actually, there's a few millions of people. It's actually a movement of the time. So now we are in the end time phase. We're all preparing ourselves. Maybe some people, they feel more. You feel like you're gonna leave Hong Kong anytime. This feeling, if you continue to try to cut it off, then it doesn't go away, then it's real. Like me, there are a few years I was called full-time. I know I was called full-time. But I feel like, God, if you're not clear, then I will not leave. Because I lay down so much. And then I follow a confused God, it doesn't seem to match up. So the signal needs to be clear. This is a basic expectations. And then when the time comes, then you rise up. God will move you. Then every era, God moves and do work, especially to the brother and sister of 611. Of course, then to the whole entire era of the time that God actually moved in that whole timing. But God would choose people. God would choose people. God will choose church. It's true. God will rise up some churches. So to Chinese churches in this area, no question, we are definitely chosen. So a lot of people in the midst of us, one day you will be moved greatly by God. But we don't need to worry, because God will be with this person. We need to ask God to help us. Whatever we thought, the problems, people in the past, they have thought of it before too. The people of in the past, they thought of it. All the worries or the things that you have question of, the people that you want to go into full-time ministry, the people in the past when they were called to full-time ministry, they have thought of it too. So you prepare yourself. God's calling will come. Then we will go into an important time. May God help us. Then let's worship our God together. Let's all stand before God and let's respond to God. God, we thank you. God, we invite your presence to continue to be in the midst of us, that we welcome you, that you continue to speak to us, you continue to guide us. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, I want to praise you that you are King forever, that in our life you have a calling in our lives, that you have a calling for my family, that every single one of you come before God and you give thanks for the ways that God have called you, that God's chosen us to be his children, that we come and praise him, that you praise God, the people that already believe in God in your family, then you come and praise the Lord and thank God for it. Lord, I thank you that you have chosen all of us, that we can come into your house, come to your temple, come to your church, that we can come and get to know you. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us, that we can be in Hong Kong, this place that some of us, that when we are born here, that from our birth you have chosen us. Lord, I praise you that you have chosen all our families, that allow me, allow my mom, that we can believe in you. Lord, I thank you that this is such a grace, that from idol worship that you come and pull us out, that we can come into your kingdom, that your grace is able to go back all the way to the creation of the time. Lord, I praise you that my last generation, that my parents, they came from China and they came to Hong Kong. So we can come to Hong Kong, this place, that we can believe in Jesus. At that time, there's so many missionaries, a lot of people from everywhere in the world, they come and give us milk powder, they give us bread, that my mom and dad, that because of like that, they bring us to church. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you that at that time that you have raised up a lot of people from Hong Kong in this place, that they believe in Jesus and they return to you. Lord, I thank you, I praise you that your calling have come onto me. Your calling have come upon me. You told me that need to bring people out of darkness and then be able to bring them to Jesus, that we come to believe in you, that we're able to receive your grace. Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you have heard. You heard every single one of our brothers and sisters that we have prayed, Lord, that you heard that we pray for ourselves, to pray our families, that even the brothers and sisters online, that they pray before you, Lord, that you know you completely heard it. You completely heard it because you know that in our hearts that we grab onto this gift of salvation, that this gift, Lord, that you know that for us, that we can believe in you, that we give thanks, Lord, that in our lives, that we can come and pray, that we have someone to rely on, we give thanks to you, that in heaven, we have this powerful God who watch over us, that we give thanks, we want to praise you. Lord, we praise you, we praise your holy name, we praise your power, we praise your authority, we praise your faithfulness, we pray for your goodness, we praise you, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we give thanks to you, brother and sister, today, that through the morning devotion that God spoke to us, that respond to the calling of the time, respond to the calling of the time, that I know that in your heart that you know that what is the calling that God has for you. You know that God has a calling for you too. If you know that God has a calling in your life, but when you face this calling, that a lot of your hearts, you have a lot of worries, you have a lot of concerns, you have a lot of pressure or fear. Maybe you think a lot of challenges that you have, that you feel like it's a lot of preparation and how are you going to get there. But I know that God wants to call you again, that you come before the pulpits and then you come and respond to God and you call, cry out to God and you tell God, God, I need you. God, I don't want to rely on myself. That God, you tell God that God, I'm willing. You know that God move your hearts. The people that who are here, that you can go forward online, you can stand up or you can go one step forward and you put your hands on your heart because God is moving your hearts. Because God is moving in your hearts. That when we give thanks, that we feel like God's spirit is among us, that God is happy to see that you're responding to his calling. And then in difficulty, in challenges, you walk out in courage. You overcome these challenges. You overcome these sufferings. You overcome all the worries and concerns that you have in your heart, the logical concerns. the brother and sister before me, I want you to open your mouth and you tell God the worries in your hearts and how you're willing to lay down and give it to God. And I want to invite brother and sister here, whether you are a cell leader or you also want to serve, you can come and put your hands and put it on one of the brother and sister. You encourage them, you support them, you pray for them. Because we know that when you walk on the path to the heavens, that we are not alone, that in the heavens we have God praying, intercede for us, and on the earth we have brother and sister who support one another. So today, that every single brother and sister, we want someone to be praying for them and support them, so that in the midst of us, the love can be passed on to them. So every single one of us, that the prayer of the story of love can be continue to live through them, and that they will receive love and receive God's love, receive the love of the brothers and sisters, so the love from Tree of Life will be able to grow in their hearts. Holy Spirit, we cry out to you. Holy Spirit, we cry out to you. Holy Spirit, we cry out to you, that your love, that your support, and that your courage, that you can be in the midst of us. That in love there's no fear. In love there's no fear. That from God's love, that you will fill my brother and sister. So the love of God will come and fill my brother and sister. So now that we invite the staff and the brother and sister who are supporting and put their hand on them, would you pray for them? The brother and sister who are sitting on the chair, would you pray to God? And you say, God, I'm here. God, would you move my hearts? God, I'm here. Don't let me not feel your presence and not feel your movements. Now how you can move the land in Persia, the Israelites, they have lost their kingdom twice, and they're also a king who does not know you, that you move them, Lord, you move me the same way today, that I can respond to your calling. May God's presence fill us. May God's presence fill us. Then we can overcome all fear, all logic, and all worries. That all the impossible thoughts that the enemy put in our mind, that we will be able to move that away, because everything's possible in you. God of heaven, you come and move our hearts. God of heaven, would you come and allow us to be moved by your calling, the calling for Hong Kong, the calling for Asians, that you will come to us, for the nations, you will come and move us. The words for Jeremiah, now it come to the time of Ezra. Now allow the same way the words of the prophet will come unto the nations, come to Hong Kong, come to the world. Lord, we will receive it. You come and move our hearts. That during this period, Lord, that you're with us, that you're with us, you walk alongside us, that we're saying to you, Lord, we're willing, we are willing. 611, we're willing. 611, be moved, that you come and move our hearts, Lord, that we can enjoy all the comforts. But Lord, we're saying that we're willing to rise up and move away from the comfort. You stir our hearts, you stir our nests, because we're willing to follow you. Lord, you move us, you move us, you move us, Lord. That your church, during this period of time, that we will come and follow you. Lord, that in this time of shaking, or even the times that there is strong nations and weak nations, the time of all the nations in fighting, Lord, that you will rise up us, Lord God, that we'll be used by you, that sixth one will be rise up by you, that we'll be used by you. Lord, we praise you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Let's rise up and let's worship our God together. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Now today, God will use all of us. God's Spirit will move us, that we will rise up, that pray for the activity in the summer, whether it's elderly, whether it's youth, whether it's Mercy House, whether it's Children's Church, that we come and move for revival to happen. That Ruth, that in July and August, that July there is a youth camp, and then August there is the launch revival camp. And then... I know my daughter is in camp. Then there's a group of people, they are in camp. At this moment, they're preparing for the whole entire summer activity. Togo Mercy House, then all the elderly, all the Mercy House parents, we are prepared. Then next week, we will come and visit these families. Then we will have short-term missions. Then we will have a praise and worship team that in Hong Kong, that in Dapu 611, that we at this moment, two by two, that God will rise up and raise us through prayer, that the prayer of revivals, that we want to take part in it two by two, that we pray for youth, we pray for the young people, we pray for the elderly, we pray for Mercy House and also Children's Church and activities. And also in Japan, in Sapporo, in Hokkaido, there is a short-term mission trip. We want to pray for them, that the fire of revival will continue to burn our hearts. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you've chosen us, that we can become a vessel for revival. Lord, we want to pray that whether short-term mission trip or whether youth program, summer camp, and the elderly, the Mercy House, they will go and visit families and they will have short-term mission trip, that we can experience your presence, that we can deeply experience your presence, that we can know that your movements and your work in this period of time, that we can see that your amazing work. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we want to pray for all the summer activity for youth camp, for youth, whether it's camp or whether it's youth or whether it's revival camp. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will give them wisdom, you will give love, give passions to all the staff in there. Lord God, that we will be able to have the wisdom from you. God, you also bless us, that all the young peoples, that they will participate, that you move them, that they're willing to enter into you, that they won't stay in the house, but they will come to the church to experience God, to be touched by God, to be moved by God's Holy Spirit. That every single one of us, that we can be renewed by the Lord, that you come and move our next generations, that you move the youth of this time, so that our hearts will return to you, that we can be used by you, will be chosen by you. Thank you so much. Lord, we praise you because you are such a good God, because you're a God who listens to our prayer, that in our prayer that we can see how we can partner with you, God, how we can respond to the calling of the time, then how we can overcome all these challenges. Lord, we thank you because there's church, so we can come and experience your heart, that we thank you, Jesus. Persia, in first year, then God will fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. The Lord moved the hearts of Cyrus, the king of Persia, to make proclamation throughout his realm, to put it in writing. This is what the Cyrus, king of Persia, said. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdom of earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him in Jerusalem, in Judah. So when God moved people's hearts to build a temple, then he will provide. He will provide the people who will return to build. Then also the finance will provide for us. So in the future, there will a lot of people give offerings. Let's rise up. Let's not just pray for the church building in Hong Kong, but also in all nations, all the branch churches, when they want to build up their churches, or they have built, like we know that Taichung, Shekinah 611, Taipei 611, or Kuching 611, but they are paying mortgage. It's difficult for them. We pray for them. I know that actually, that also there's a church, a branch church in Malaysia also want to build. But today I see in the word that when we want to build up the temple of the Lord, God will move the people who make offerings. Let's all pray for them together in unison. Let's pray for the church, the building of the temple for all nations. And let's raise our hand and pray for them together, that every temple belongs to God and God will dwell there. So the vacant temple will all be rebuilt and be filled with God's presence. All the provision will come. Then pray for wonderful 611. Pray amen 611. They all want to build church, but they want to step out. They don't know a fitting place, but we pray for them that we will have a fitting place for them. May God, would you please help us that you, the church building, the provisions and the people and the that you open all the door for us, that because when your temple is there, that your dwelling place is there, that we know that we can find God, we know where to find God, that in your temple, yes, that you provide for all the hearts of men. Lord, you rise up, that you rise up all the work of for church building, that you come and give us grace. Let's pray for also Hong Kong 611, the church building, or BIC, the completion, or also Cherubim in Changzhou Island, that we need prayer because that's our roots. Changzhou is our roots, that the roots of gospel will be there, that God will dwell there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Abundant will come. Provision will come. All the challenges will be wiped away. verse 3. Brother and sister, would you put your hands on your heart? Then you tell God, God, I'm willing. I'm willing to rebuild the temple of my life. That my brother and sister, why do you come to 611? Why do you come to morning devotion? Why do you come and ask, listen to God's word? Because we can be rebuilt by his word. Our life can be rebuilt by his word. Lord, you use your word to replace growing up. Here, our parents, our society, the kind of, all kind of ungodly thoughts that we were built by them, that you come and take all of them away, and one by one you destroy all of them. Lord, you come and personally rebuild our life, rebuild us, that your truth will become the rock of our life. That you come rebuild the core value of our hearts, that we follow you. Lord, we follow you. Lord, that with your word, when we listen to your word, hear your word, we say amen. We say amen, amen. Lord, you will call us. Lord, you will move our hearts. That we say amen, amen. Then less logic, more things that override logic, that belong to God, that will come and rule over our hearts, that come and rule over our hearts. You give us grace. In Jesus' name, I want to bless every single one, brother and sister, that God's Spirit is with you no matter where you go, or you, wherever you go, left or right, that the Holy Spirit is with you and guiding you, that this is the righteous road you need to follow it. May God anoint you, give grace to you, that everything belong to you will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's give our God a hand. This is the end of our morning devotion. I want to bless everybody.